Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Peace talks between Israel and Hamas are resuming at an Egyptian resort city on this, the two-year anniversary of the militant group's surprise attack that triggered the bloody conflict. A federal judge blocking the Trump administration's efforts to send National Guard troops to Portland, Illinois, and Chicago, suing to stop the Guard from coming to that state. However, says ABC's Peter Haralambos,
it's a bit of a tightrope in terms of what a city can actually do to impede federal law enforcement and the National Guard, and what the Trump administration will theoretically do in response. On Monday afternoon, President Trump was asked about this, and he suggested that he might even invoke the Insurrection Act if cities across the country continue to push back against his work.
The government shutdown drags on. No new talks are scheduled on ending it. It's starting to affect the nation's airports, where flight attendants have been calling in sick. They're among the hundreds of thousands of workers furloughed during the stalemate. Actually, air traffic controllers. This is ABC News. Officials have now released the cause of a fire at the waterfront home of a South Carolina judge. It appears to have been an accident, not, says ABC's Aaron Katursky, arson, as some were afraid of.
There were fears Judge Diane Goodstein was targeted because of her rulings from the bench. South Carolina's chief judge even asking for extra security. But investigators now say at this time there is no evidence to indicate the fire was intentionally set. At the time, the judge was walking on the beach, but her husband and two others had to escape the fire by jumping into the marsh, rescuers reaching them by kayak. Goodstein's husband, a former state senator, airlifted to the hospital.
Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez out on bond, but he's facing felony battery charge over that bloody dispute with a truck driver over a parking space in Indianapolis last weekend. The Vatican has announced Pope Leo's first trip of his papacy. He will be visiting Turkey and Lebanon at the end of November. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Hey there, welcome. When you walk into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, here's what you'll find. Comfy chairs, cozy sofas, mattresses so nice you'll want to take a nap right in the store. Don't worry, we don't judge. Durable everyday pieces and updated designs just for you. You'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, where comfort meets community.
WCCU Credit Union's Fall Shred event is on Saturday, October 18th. This is a great time to safely dispose of your confidential documents while helping our communities. WCCU Shredding event is open to everyone. New hats and mittens or free will donations will be accepted at the event to help local organizations in need. Bring us your tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other documents with personal information. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Baraboo, and Richland Center parking lots on Saturday, October 18th from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Limit to 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop.
Helping you feel.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, TriStar Gifts and More welcomes shoppers with a fresh selection of autumn treasures. From elegant candles and seasonal decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, there's something for everyone. Hunters will appreciate Amish-built hunting blinds, offering panoramic views, insulated interiors, and sealed windows, floors, and runners for ultimate comfort. This fall, TriStar Gifts and More brings the magic of the season to life. Find them on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence, serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout. Wisconsin Surplus turns your equipment, vehicles, and more into cash. They make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at a clearing trend here today as the moisture, which has been causing scattered light rain over southern Wisconsin, slides off to the east. High pressure building down from northern Minnesota will bring in dry air, should bring us a nice amount of sunshine as the morning goes on and right through the afternoon. Some pretty chilly air, though, tonight and tomorrow morning. In fact, frost is a good bet in many spots. More widespread in the northern portion of our listening area, so a frost advisory has been issued for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Wednesday. So gardeners, if you have some nice flowers or other plants growing that you want to keep around for a bit longer, be sure to get those covered up tonight or bring them indoors. We do expect quiet weather to continue for the next couple of days. There will be a weak front passing through early Friday morning. Might bring a sprinkle or two, but nothing serious. Temperatures trending upward heading into the weekend should be about 10 degrees above normal. There could be a stronger system coming through late Sunday into Monday with a better chance of widespread showers. Here's that forecast for today, partly cloudy to sunny and a bit breezy, high near 67, northwest wind 7 to 15. Tonight, clear and colder with areas of frost late, most widespread north. Also, some patches of fog in the river valleys, low at 34. Tomorrow, sunny and tranquil, high 61 degrees, kind of a classic fall day. Northeast to east wind up to 5. Thursday, sunny to a few clouds late, low in the mid-30s, high near 66. Friday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a light shower in the morning, then partly sunny, low 43, high 69. Saturday should be pleasant with a mix of sun and clouds, high about 72. Sunday, breezy with clouds increasing, high 74. Some rain likely Sunday evening into Monday. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 44 degrees with some sunshine this morning. Yesterday's high was 67. We did pick up 16 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Morning low today was 43. Record high, 85, established in 1993 and equaled in 2007. Also on the 7th of October, the record low was set in 2001 at 21. Last year's high was 65 and the low 30. Sunset time tonight, 6:32. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 7 minutes after 7. The air is calm, barometer at 3011. A trace of precip today with sunshine. It is 44 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Badgerland Flooring, where they don't do covering just floors. They cover all the bases in home design. By Southwest Title, where closing deals is their game and they never drop the ball. And by WRCO Sports Boosters. A look at tonight's area schedule, a recap of a Brewer win to go up 2-0 in the series over the Cubs. That's coming up.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
I am Phil Nee with a Southwestern Wisconsin look at sports. The Richland Center High School boys soccer team lost 4-2 against La Crosse Aquinas last night. The Hornet goals were from Cody Pauls and Lucas Duran. The Hornets back in action right away again tonight as they will play at Platteville versus Platteville Lancaster. And a busy week this week, they will host Reedsburg on Thursday afternoon. Last night in high school volleyball, Platteville was a winner 3-2. Over Cuba City. Platteville turns right around and will be hosting Richland Center tonight in a key conference match. Prairie du Chien will be at Dodgeville and River Valley at Lancaster. Riverdale travels to Pecatonica for a non-conference high school volleyball match. Arcadia at Westby and Highland at Cassville. In the Scenic Bluffs, Bangor at Royal, Hillsboro at New Lisbon, Cashton at Nisida, and Waniwak Center at Brookwood. In the Swall, Southwestern is at Iowa Grant. In the Ridge and Valley, Weston is at Waseca Steuben, Lafarge at Seneca, and Kickapoo at North Crawford. Plus, DeSoto is at Ithaca. We'll have coverage of that match tonight on the radio as the Bulldogs host their Pink Night tonight as they will be digging for a cure and also bringing awareness and raising some funds for the cancer cause, breast cancer awareness, which is oftentimes held in October for high school volleyball teams. The Bulldogs in the Ridge and Valley Conference now have fallen a couple of sets off the pace, and I talked to Coach Andy Young about the end of the season for the Bulldogs.
Our goal right now is just consistency on the court, really keeping the attack going on the court and playing a consistent game overall, and just staying focused. We really kind of just take an approach of one set at a time, one point at a time, and just go out and do the work. And then we go back to practice the next night and try to decide if there's something that we want to change or improve. So it's just a real kind of point by point situation for us, where we just one point at a time. This is where we really want to really start bringing up our game right now. Heading into the tournament, of course, is when you want to be playing your best volleyball. So I'm really hoping that this week we can really start stepping up here and rising to the challenge of some of these stronger teams and really start putting together some strong play on the court to get ready for the tournament.
Bulldog volleyball coach Angie Young, her team playing host to DeSoto tonight. The River Valley swim team has a meet at Lodi. Edgewood will be there this evening as well. Major League Bowling at the Phoenix Center last night, week 5 of 32. Richland Family Restaurant had the top series, 35-60. New York Life, a 35-21, was runner-up. And Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 34-54. Game honors, Quail Run with a 12-55. It was Richland Family Restaurant with a 12-38. And Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 12-21. Top series, Corey Davis, a 663, Ken Nick Sr., 96 over average with a 654, and Jeff Seckman with a 633. Top game, Ken Nick Sr., a 268, Chris Pardoon, a 261, and Corey Davis and Todd Gruber each had 244s. Steve Nelson bowled a 623 series, 92 pins over average. Well, the Brewers pounded three home runs after falling behind 3-0 in the first inning last night. Aaron Ashby struggled in his start for the Brewers, but the Brewers went on to take a 2-0 lead in the series with a 7-3 decision. Andrew Vaughn tied the score in the bottom of the first with a 3-run home run. William Contreras put his team ahead with a solo shot, and then Jackson Chirio stepped to the plate in the fourth.
Palencia's 0-2 pitch, and a fly ball to center. Hit well. PCA's back at the track. Wall! Gone! The lights are never too bright for the 21-year-old Jackson Chirio.
Big moment on the Brewer Radio Network last night on WRCE. Also, some other highlights included Jacob Mizorowski providing three scoreless innings of relief to get the win, including a pitch that exceeded 104 miles per hour. Pitcher Aaron Ashby talked about the Miz.
I probably could have told you he was going to throw 104 today. The ball comes out a little bit easier, and so as long as you don't force it and let your trust your body to get down the mound, you know, he did an incredible job with containing the emotions, and he did really good for us tonight.
And here is manager Pat Murphy.
We were thinking somewhere between 30 and 50 pitches, and we were thinking that he let us know he was gassed. He's very emotional, and you guys know what he's been through, but he responded, and I think that's a really good sign. It was one of the keys to the game. There was a lot of them. You know, this game is in a lot of different parts, but, I mean, Miz stepped up.
And as far as the contest was concerned, Cubs manager Craig Counsell says the Cub batters were not able to put a lot of pressure on the Brewer pitchers.
We had, you know, maybe early, like Mizorowski before he settled in. We needed to get him before he settled in, and he made some pitches to, the strikeout of Hap. If Hap Ian gets on there, you know, then there's some pressure on him immediately. But ultimately, we didn't create pressure on any of their guys. And so then they got some confidence, and obviously they had a lead, and the lead pitching with that lead helps as well. We just couldn't get anything going.
The Brewers and Cubs play again Wednesday. The Brewers hoping to wrap up the best-of-five series. The game will be in Chicago. Last night, it was a win for the Dodgers over Philadelphia. Blake Snell allowed one hit in six shutout innings, striking out nine, and the Dodgers barely turned back Philadelphia's late rally for a 4-3 victory. Elsewhere in sports, the Packers could see a big threat return to the offensive lineup for the game against the Bengals. Speedy wide receiver Christian Watson took part in Monday's practice after spending months recovering from knee surgery in January. Watson can be restored to the 53-man roster at any time over the next 21 days. He didn't take any snaps in 11-on-11 snaps, with coaches limiting him to just individual drills. Trevor Lawrence tripped, got up, and scrambled for a one-yard touchdown with 23 seconds remaining, and the Jacksonville Jaguars beat Kansas City 31-28 last night. Kansas City won't have to dig deep to figure out where things went wrong. Patrick Mahomes had an interception returned 99 yards for a touchdown, and the Chiefs were flagged 13 times for 109 yards in that 31-28 loss to the Jaguars. Iowa may be missing its starting quarterback when it meets Wisconsin Saturday. Mark Gronowski is considered to be week to week after suffering an injured knee last week. The showdown for the Heartland Trophy looks like a must-win for Coach Luke Fickell. It may be the Badgers' best shot at a victory the rest of this season. The Bucks pushed the pace while winning their preseason opener last night in Miami, 103-93. That's the plan for the upcoming season. Poor shooting kept the score down, with Milwaukee connecting on just 13 of 41 three-pointers. All 20 Bucks suited up and saw some court time. I am Phil Nee with an update, courtesy of WRCO Sports.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
Caring for you and about you. That's the promise of Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They treat every customer like family, offering trusted care, quality products, and exceptional everyday value. With leading-edge knowledge and a commitment to your health, they'll be there when you need them most. Best of all, you'll be helped by people you know and trust. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy. Located in downtown Spring Green.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
It is time for another Town Taxi Triple Play.
Jeez, dramatic much.
What do you mean? That's my Hank Bray impression.
Dad.
Need a ride? Call the double T's.
Call Town Taxi at 647-3114 today.
Beep, 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 beep.
Daddy want a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick it. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. An atlas and a coffee cup, five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick it. Just trying to be sunshine rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio, he wanted 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row, Lordy, don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute, I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage, I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream, 'cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and seen. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream.
Alan Jackson on the Town Taxi Triple Play. We're chasing today. The chase is on for a Tuesday. Here are Molly and the Haymakers.
Play the kind of games we played on our wedding night. to lock and bolt the door is only right. Let's chase each other down the room tonight. Don't chase around and make each other weary. Let's keep all our love at home and out of sight. Let's leave everything like jealousy behind us. And let's chase each other around the room tonight. Let's chase each other round the room tonight. Let's play the games we played on our wedding night. And to lock and bolt the door is only right. Honey, let's chase each other round the room tonight.
Town Taxi, Richland Center's only locally owned and operated public transportation service, is the home of the Free Ride Fund. The Free Ride Fund is about giving back, and you can help today. Giving back in the form of transportation. That's right, we offer free healthcare transportation to those in need, giving our senior and disabled residents the freedom to spend their money on more enjoyable things. If you or your organization would like to help, call 608-647-3114 today. Town Taxi, keeping RC on the move.
Move.
48 degrees at WRCO Radio as we chase down some hits today on the Town Taxi Triple Play. Some nice sunshine after overcast start to the day, a trace of precipitation. One of the things I noticed as I walked out this morning about 4 a.m. was the fact that it was a lot more light out. We had some moonlight, and so we could see a little bit, and we knew that the skies had cleared somewhat. Going to be clear tomorrow morning as well, so a good morning to cover up those little plants, put them snug in their beds so they can last a little bit longer. Coming up, the trivia question of the day on FM 100.9. Here is Kip Moore.
Is he young, crazy, stupid? It's two kids and Cupid. Target on a heart, arrow right through it. It's a wild, reckless, dumb. Hitchhike, hold out your thumb. You don't know no better. Got the tattoo to prove it. It's climbing out your window. It's 17. It's picking her up in your pickup truck. It's firing gasoline. Faking that smile, but you can't let go of her hand. It's a goodbye kiss and tail lights. It's phone calls and late nights. It's what I wouldn't give to get tongue tied one more time. Oh, no, you can't tell it nothing. Oh, it's that strong kind of something for the bees, for the birds. No surprise, it's a cool little world. It'll heal, little heal, little hurt. I hope it does. And a worst friend keeps you hanging on to the end. It'll sure mess you up. Yeah. Damn love.
kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for you. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt old beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing Lemon songs, trucks circled up round the 415, putting paint on that small town, turning dirt in them dust clouds. Hell yeah, it's been too long. This one right here's to the boys back home.
Go tell them about it.
WRCO reminding you, St. Paul Lutheran Church, north of Laval, will host its 40th annual Chili Supper from 4 until 7 today and tonight. The evening also includes a quilt raffle. Free will donations will be accepted at that event tonight at St. Paul Lutheran Church, north of Laval. And Easy Yoga for Seniors is held each Tuesday, 10:30 until 11:15 at Bethel Home Fellowship Hall in Viroqua. For more information, you can go to over50lunch@yahoo.com.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Amplify Health. A little empathy changes everything.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
The Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge is set to thunder into the Richland County Fairgrounds
October 10th and 11th.
Friday, October 10th, fans can watch the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m. Truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m. The Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m. And live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Then on Saturday, October 11th, the action continues with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m. ATV and dirt bike drags at 11 a.m. Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 and Diesel Truck Challenge and vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. 2 days of diesel power and family fun at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
All right, trivia time from WRCO Radio. Your chance to win and amaze your friends. And today on the line, we have a large pizza from Muscadet Mini Mart. That's our Tuesday prize. It can be yours if you're the quickest one through the line with the right answer today. In which movie did Tim McGraw make his big screen movie debut? Was it A, Flicka, B, The Blind Side, C, Friday Night Lights, or was it D, Country Strong? Which movie did Tim McGraw make his big screen movie debut? Flicka, The Blind Side, Friday Night Lights, or was it Country Strong? Good luck as you dial trivia today here with us at WRCO. Here's something real from Dierks Bentley.
Sometimes a crowd makes me lonely. Sometimes a shot just makes me sad. Sometimes I miss that old small town, slow down life I kinda wish that I still had. I can't really pour my heart out on the FM radio, 'cause the way I'm really feeling won't fill up the Coliseum on the edge of Tupelo. Just goes dark. I wanna climb up on a mountain. I want love that feels like home. Yeah, I want a conversation like a sunset and a song I can feel down in my bones. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little lifelong in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that stand still. I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, I can turn into something I can feel. Yeah, I want something real strong. Yeah, something I can hold on to. When the record settles down, I'm just looking for some truth. I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little lifelong in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. Yeah, I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, turn into something I can feel. Yeah, I want something real. Yeah, I want something real. Yeah, I want something real.
George Bentley on WRCO. Hey, way to go. Zach Tony is the winner of trivia today. The Z-Man came through the line with the right answer. We had lots of guesses for this one today. In which movie did Tim McGraw make his big screen movie debut? Well, it was a bit of a starring role in a movie called Friday Night Lights, the movie that came out in 2004. I believe it's been a long time since I've seen that, but I believe he played a player's father who was having some issues, who was a bit abusive and those kind of things. So at Friday Night Lights, 2004, followed by Flicka in 2006. We had several guesses for that. The Blind Side in 2009. And Country Strong with Gwyneth Paltrow came out in 2010. And he's been in a few others through the years, but really a pretty good actor. Critically acclaimed Tim McGraw, when he has those acting roles, he does a pretty good job. Pretty believable. Way to go, Zach. He is the winner of our large pizza from Muscadet Mini Mart here on WRCO for Tuesday Trivia. This was a song that came from the Blind Side soundtrack. Tim McGraw on FM 100.9.
Appalachicola, it's high on did you eat well?
Tim McGraw, some movie music here on WRCO, 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. From the Lost and Found, Lost, a female Jack Russell Cross dog. It is brown and black, weighs around 30 pounds, and it is not wearing a collar. Lost in the Highway 80 and Grinsell Lane area. Call 608-475-7070 if you have seen that dog. 475-7070.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
Dealing with an unexpected home repair? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here for you. We offer urgent repair assistance to help keep your home safe, secure, and livable. Whether it's a leaky roof, a failing furnace, or an energy efficiency upgrade that just can't wait, call 608-647-4949 today to see how we can help in your time of need.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Looking for a rewarding part-time job? Culbison is now hiring part-time trip drivers to transport school sports teams, field trips, and operate a weekday morning shuttle to Spring Green, starting at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. Starting trip pay, $17 an hour. You're paid for your entire trip time, including wait time. For more information, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Culbison Terminal on Highway 14 next to TC Autoworks.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Into savings during the Fall Savings Frenzy at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Come see the 2-in-1 laundry set that can do it all, starting at $6.49 each, $24.90 Highway 14, next to Goodwill, or online anytime at townandcountryrc.com.
Some good news, Bobby G. Rice coming back to town, and he'll be in Richland Center on Saturday, October 25th at the Richland Center City Auditorium. It'll be good to be having him back in there, and some good music. Of course, the new seats in the auditorium and revamped. It's going to look and sound good. And yeah, it's a 2 o'clock show that day, so a matinee show. Doors will open at 1. Tickets $25 each at eventbrite.com, or you can get them at the door. For more information, 604-7022. As we welcome Brother Bobby back to town, Bobby G. Rice.
It's knowing that you mean it when you talk about love, the trouble that you go to see and not get enough, the way you keep on reaching out to ease my needs, and the way you make my life complete with every little loving thing you do for me. Oh, you make it so easy to keep loving you, so easy for me to always want to be true. You know how to please me, and you're all that I need. Yeah. as you lay there asleep. I know if I should lose you, just how lonely I'd be. So I reach out and hold you in my arms while you dream. And I whisper that I need you more with every little loving thing you do for me. Girl, you make it so easy to keep loving you. So easy for me to always want to be true. You know how to please me and you're all that I need. Yeah, you make it so easy.
Much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. Just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you.
Happy trails.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Philney, and I'd like to wish you all happy trails. We'll put our little records away and have some community conversation for you coming up on The Morning Show. It's 52 at WRCO-FM, Richland Center, and the news at 9 from ABC is sponsored by the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today marks 2 years since the Hamas attacks that left at least 1,200 Israelis dead and more than 250 taken hostage. Talks on ending the war are taking place in Egypt. Here's ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell.
President Trump optimistic about the chances of success.
We're going to have a Gaza deal, I'm pretty sure, yeah?
Growing numbers of Israelis now demanding an end to the war and the return of the hostages, among them the bodies of two Americans, Omar Neutra and Itay Chen.
The government shutdown.